best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, here with co-host Deanne Lax.
Hey, Emily, what day is it?
Do you know what today is?
Hey.
It's our anniversary.
Hey.
Anniversary.
Hey. We are officially in the triumphant threes. Yeah. All right. Y'all shouting it with me, right? We're on the other end. Today, we are so happy to be celebrating our show's third year anniversary on the air, and we could not be more grateful for this opportunity God has given us. When we started, Emily was a solo act, working diligently to bring you informative yet entertaining shows every Sunday. And in the spring of 2019, this dynamic duo decided it was time to make it a team effort.
Yes, indeed. And whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Kim Washington with Triumphant One, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
This will win all the time. What's up, everybody? My name is Dr. Salisha, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
T-Real! Shining bright, going hard, living big, like a star. Keep trying to get it, already got it. And there ain't nothing no one can do about it. Talking about trying to hustle hard, but don't nobody want to talk about God. Trying to get it in, we trying to win, but don't nobody seem to know where to begin. Well, I'ma tell you something, and I hope you listening. Life gets better when Jesus is your friend. You can tell him anything, he'll tell you everything. No competition, how you win it every day. Shining bright, going hard, living big, like a star. Now I can understand, you got ambition. You've been dreaming big since you was a kid, waiting for the dream to come alive so you can live. Well, I'ma tell you something, I hope you listening. Life gets better when Jesus is your friend. When you give him everything, he'll give you everything. No competition, how you win it every day.
Right. Hey.
Going hard,
living big,
like a star.
How you feel?
I feel like y'all are family. It's right. Beautiful. I sense the sisterhood. So I just, you can always tell when it's like, you know, kindred spirits, like spirits. Yeah. And I really thought about you guys, that you really love God and you really love people. So again, I appreciate what you're doing for the kingdom and for the opportunity for me to just share your platform with you.
Was Tina Campbell with We Livin', and you're tuned in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are elated you have tuned in during our third year anniversary special broadcast. But first, here's Bravo by Lettucey right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
Got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you were wondering, I'm about to tell you now. See, it's the same pretty face, but a brand new smile. Same Lettucey, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making big moves. See, if love found me, it could surely find you. See, it.
Hey, this is Lamont Sanders, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue. Let's go.
K-Classic.
Corner music. They told you that you couldn't do it because you washed up. Ain't like them bad girls said you should get your sauce up. But I got this plan, and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can. I'm gon' be the boss of it. Just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gon' ever stop. I don't believe I'm something special. Can't take that from me. So you can say what you want, I go harder, stronger. Be who I'm supposed to be.
Try it if I want, power by the king.
Might make mistakes, but I don't let it break me, cause I'm still on my way.
Jocelyn J. Willis, and I would like to congratulate Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lex. May God bless your efforts. I know that greater is on the horizon, and not just for you, but for the listeners as well. Thank you for all of the interviews and all of the times that you've poured into people. I know that greater is on the horizon. Just keep going and keep moving forward.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are celebrating 3 years of helping you get a fresh start, gain a renewed heart, and learn to live smart as we empower families to be fearless. We are so excited to share our guest for this evening. She's no stranger to the Brand New Day family. Joy Seekers, let's welcome back Dr. Kristen Guillory. Yay!
Hey. Thank you for having me. What it?
Absolutely. I love your enthusiasm. It just bubbles over to me. So thank you so much. Awesome. So let's get started. So we know that you are, of course, a returning family member on Brand New Day, but do you mind reintroducing yourself to our listening audience and telling them a little bit about what you do?
Oh, I don't mind at all. Who said it, Jay-Z? Allow me to reintroduce myself. No, we're not doing that. But so actually, since the last time I got to hang out with you, there have been a couple of big changes. So I am a native of Dallas, Texas, the oldest of three siblings, a very, very proud aunt of four nephews, solo traveler. Okay. You know, this COVID stuff messed up my travels. You know, I love my solo travel, but that's okay. We can remix it. Professionally, I have a mental health background. I was a professor of counseling and social work for about 12 years. I was a therapist for four. And for the last 4 years or so, I have been a speaker coach. So I've been a professional speaker for about 15 years, and I'm a speaker coach. And I absolutely love what I get to do. I get to help people walk in the freedom of who they are, personality wise, and I get to help people make money. And I recently relocated to South Florida to set my life up as a vacation. So I'm very grateful.
Awesome. So, with that being said, when the we talked about the pandemic, so when the pandemic hit all of us, we all did a really hard reset. So what are some of the things that changed for you as a speaker, business coach, and mental health professional?
Absolutely. So right when everything got, I guess,
bad in March of 2020. I was hosting a trip, but 21 women to Cartagena, Colombia, like planned the trip. I got there a couple days early to just get things set up. And 2 days later, the Colombian president declared a state of emergency. I went and sat on the top of the roof of my Airbnb, this hotel, and was just like, Lord, what am I going to do? And I had to make the best decision. It was hard to cancel the trip. Like it was so devastating. As a speaker, I actually had probably one of the busiest years of my life because everybody obviously transitioned to virtual, and virtual doesn't have overhead. And so people were able to host more events. As a mental health professional, even though I'm not providing therapy anymore, I did host quite a few self-care and compassion fatigue workshops for, I think I hosted 3 or 4 different ones for different groups of people. So healthcare professionals, as we know how much they were impacted, for women, for men, just because I recognized last year was hard in multiple ways because, right, the pandemic was one thing, but there's something called compounded trauma or compounded grief, where even before the pandemic, what if I was going through a loss or a breakup, or I was confused and things just compounded? And I'll share this, for me in July of last year, I actually reached exhaustion for the first time in years. And I don't mean tired, okay? I'll get tired, but like exhaustion, I hadn't been exhausted in years. And what happened was, it was pandemic, and then all the social injustices, and then seeing essentially a murder on TV with George Floyd, and my business started growing even more, which is such a blessing. I made the mistake and pulled out breaks in my calendar. So I normally put breaks in there and stuff, but I was doing back-to-back-to-back sessions, and I reached exhaustion, so much so like sounds in a movie were messing me up. Like I just had this heightened sensitivity, and I'm so thankful that I had already had a 3-day getaway schedule where I unplugged for 3 days and vowed to never, never get there again. It wasn't on purpose. And so I could only imagine how other people might have felt in the midst of that.
Yes. Ooh. I can understand the exhaustion. That is the truth. My next question to you is, your new book, Look, Stop Hiding, How to Find Your Voice and Never Dim Your Light Again. It encourages us to not shrink and ignore our gifts. So in your experience, what ways have you seen people hiding so we'll know if they fit in that category? In other words, that's the question is, how do you help people to recognize they're hiding, and what steps can we take to come out of hiding?
That's real. So I think, one, I know I have an ability and gift to help people and see things and recognize that there was a time where I hid. Like I am, even though I am an introvert, believe it or not, I am actually an introvert. I recharge by myself. I love alone time, but I also am authentically energetic. Like that's me. We will Millie rock, you know. And there were times I tried to hide that part of me because when I was a professor, I was already really young as a professor. I taught my first class at 24. I was always one of the few Black women. And I was like, I can't bring my swagaliciousness in here. I can't bring the swag. And, you know, when I played my theme song in one of the classes, and then the next semester I didn't play it. It's a hip hop song that somebody created for me, and my students called me out. They were just like, Dr. Guillory, where's your theme music? And I was like, what? You didn't play it? What happened? And I just said, y'all, nobody else has a hip hop theme song and nobody is doing that. And in my mind, I'm like, I'm already the youngest in all of this. And they said, so that's what everybody appreciated about you. And that was a really significant moment for me about 10 years ago when I thought, you know what? I don't ever want to hide me again. And over the years, I have hidden certain things here and there. So what is interesting, what had me write the book, which will answer your question, is I get to coach some of the most amazing people in the world. I do. I'm so privileged to coach these amazing people. And about 90 to 95% of them are hiding some part of them. And I didn't go into speaker coaching and be like, I'm going to help people show up. But I just started discovering as they're working on their talk, as they're doing their thing. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's not you. Nah, that's not you. Nah, let's do it again. And I remember working with a fantastic woman who is a spoken word artist and photographer and all these things. And in her talk, she included none of that. And I said, so why didn't you include that? And she said, you know, Dr. Guillory, I think I've been in higher education so long, I forgot that I can be me. Another client in a talk kept telling me, and I'm funny, and my family says I'm funny, and my kids say I'm funny. And I told her, I said, okay, respectfully, you didn't make me laugh one time in your talk. What's up? And she said, she said, you know, I think I've been in corporate America so long, I have hidden me. And so when that started to happen with almost every person, I just was like, okay, how can we just show up as who we are? One is to think about those things that we're hiding, whether it's been, we've been told you're too loud, you're too quiet, you're too energetic. Those things that we've been told you're too, that's probably one of our gifts that we need to bless the people with. Other ways to do it is, I like to call it the pink sock moment. Okay, so Emily, I'm gonna ask you, so you can tell us your pink sock moment. Pink sock moment is, I spoke at an event in Boston, and during the break, had a conversation with the gentleman, and he was just telling me, because I believe in showing up and being who we are. And he said, you know, Dr. G, I work for this company and the colors are really boring. Like, we have to wear grays and navy blues, but I love bright, vibrant colors. He said, I like the color pink. I said, okay, well, do you have any pink socks by any chance? Any pink socks? Mm-hmm. And he said, I do. What if you wore pink socks to work? I said, because sometimes showing up as who we are is not for other people, it's for ourselves. And sometimes showing up is getting that haircut that you've always wanted, is wearing that bold lip color, is telling somebody no. And that is that's a starting place, but also just being willing to lean in to knowing that I just want to be me. I don't want to worry about what other people say. So, Emily, what could be a pink sock moment for you, current day or back in the day?
Okay. So currently, going natural.
Okay, that's awesome.
That's a pink sock moment because I've had a perm for so long, and you know, when mother passed, we had already talked about going natural, but I was scared what my hair was gonna look like. And so when she passed, I was like, okay, I'm doing it. And I just did it.
And how did it feel?
It felt freeing.
Yeah. And see that laugh that you have right there? See, that's what it is. It's, you know, people say it's the freedom for me. Like, it really is. I get to support these folks and help them make money and all the stuff. But the number one thing they say is, I am now walking in freedom. I got a text from a client the other day who said, because of working with you, I now feel alive. And that's why I do what I do. When people message me and say, for the first time in 55 years, I am showing up as who I am. Because we've been hiding. I know all of us do, but especially as Black women, we've been told so many things, society and people, that we have to be this stuff and cover up our essence. That's exhausting, okay? It is exhausting to try to be somebody else. I'm not available, as my friend and coach would say, I'm not available for that, okay? I just want to be available for being who I am, right? So yes, that's two things you can do to show up.
Yes, indeed. I totally agree. So you shared that there were some steps that you had to take to come out of hiding and find your voice. What were those things that you had to do on your journey?
You know what? It wasn't necessarily steps. I think it was like in the classroom when the students are like, no, we love your song. It was, okay, let me show up as me. Another one, I was having a job interview and the question was, can you tell us what your professor student evaluations say? I said, well, not to brag, but I am often rated as a top professor. The interviewer said, so why did you say not to brag? You don't have to say that. And I had done things like that before, like, oh, not to sound bougie, but I'm a professor, almost like apologizing for me. So that was a moment where I said, I'm not about to apologize for who I am anymore. I'm not apologizing for my intellect, my personality, my beauty. I'm not, because I think I did for a while. And then the other thing, when I was a professor at another university, I am single. I believe single is a blessing if you allow it to be. And I'm walking on this campus and students are stopping me. Dr. Guillory, are you single? Yeah. Oh my gosh, good. I was like, okay, Why good? Because you're happy and you wear high heels.
What?
And I was like, what do you mean? And they explained it. They said, very often, if we see a woman wearing heels, it's only to attract a man. And then you're happy. We're taught that we can really only be happy if we're partnered or if we are married. And so I was like, wait a minute. I'm apparently impacting and inspiring people by just being me.
Yeah.
So that for me was just like, you know what? I think I've gotten more emails and calls and all that over the last couple of years by people being inspired by me just being me. I'm like, yeah, I didn't tell y'all to go solo travel. I didn't tell y'all to go enjoy being single. I'm just being me. And so I've just learned that. And the final thing I'll say, which was a significant step, is seeing how my freedom gives other people permission to walk in theirs. That probably was the final thing. A couple years ago, I was speaking in Houston and a woman came up to me afterwards and she was in tears. And she said, you had this room of people who don't look like us respecting you. You commanded their attention. You had your personality. You had us dancing. Yes, y'all, we dance in all my workshops and talks. Okay. We might wobble. We might merengue. We'll do one of them. And she said, you had your braids. You just came in here as a Black woman and I don't see that. And she's in tears, y'all. And she said, you know, I'm an attorney, but she kind of apologized for being an attorney. She said, I have an afro, but I like to cover it up. I have this. And, you know, seeing you told me that I can just kind of command a room by being who I am. And that was it for me. That was it. I was like, okay, Lord, however you want to use me, I will never pimp the gift, right? I'll never do that.
Right.
And it's just fun. Like, y'all, I have meetings with my cap on backwards on the beach, okay? Like, and nobody's like, I'm not hiring her. She has a baseball cap on. I say, what up in meetings. And it's just freedom. And so it's been just moments over the years that got me to say, years ago, I tried to hide natural gifts and abilities that I was given just because I thought it didn't fit what I was supposed to do. But I feel like the Lord is like, I made you like this. Can you just shine, please? Just shine. Why you dimming your light? Because when you dim your light, you dim me. And I'm like, oh, then we're not dimming light anymore. Okay.
Right.
Right. So there are children in school trying to cope with bullying. And at age 14, you discovered your gift to encourage and help others. What are some examples of how you started with encouraging others when you were 14? And what advice can you give to our youth today?
Absolutely. And what's so interesting is I didn't even realize that I was encouraging. I honestly think that it's innate ability and things that have always been in us. I really do. And so I was 13 or 14 and my friends, I had a couple friends who were going through some hard things. Like one had a sick parent, another like talked about harming themselves. And I just remember being like, looking back at me then, none of that faced me. Like none of that made me run away. It made me want to help. It made me want to support. It made me want to be there for them, which is why I wanted to become a child psychologist actually, and then do some other things. And so honestly, a lot of us when we were younger, we kind of already knew what it was we were interested in doing. It may not fit in the box of a particular major, but we kind of know that I love cooking or I love writing or I love making people laugh or I love science. And I would love for adults to cultivate that even more in our youngsters. There's a young man I've mentored. He's probably 30 now. And he said, he's like, I love my parents. I love them so much. But he said, I wish that they would have pushed me towards my plan A rather than my plan B. His plan A was to be a singer, an actor, and model. Plan B was to be an accountant. He wound up getting a master's in accounting. He's so great, but that was never his passion. So on the side, y'all know what he's doing on the side? Singing. And acting and modeling. Yeah. And I get that. And so for the youngsters, anybody who is a teenager or younger listening, my encouragement is that desire, that dream that you have, journal it, write it down, and find somebody who kind of does a little bit of what you do. And if you don't know anybody, then go and Google with your parents' permission. go Google and just see, like, I can actually do that. And then even if it doesn't make sense to everybody around you, if it's such a passion of yours, keep it tucked in the back of your mind. Like, don't let that go, because there's a reason you like what it is you like. There's a reason you have that gift, and don't hide that gift.
That's so true. You know, I talk about that often. Like, I think our parents loved us tremendously, but sometimes the gifts that we had, because it was go to school, you know, get a job, go to the military, you know, do the things that even my dad today was talking about retirement. And I could tell that, like, a hit at what I do. So, like, you know, that's what they see. And that's understandable, because you want stability. And you definitely want stability for your children. However, it does cause you to kind of dim your light when you're not seeking the passion that God gave you. You're not seeking that gift. And so, yes, tremendous. That's great. Yeah. So true. So true.
And look, I never wanted to be a professor. Okay. I never wanted to be a professor. I knew I wanted this degree, a PhD. And when the professors would ask us, y'all know, in the class, what do you want to do when you graduate? All of my amazing colleagues would say, I want to be a researcher. I want to be a professor. Y'all, I would say, I want to take over the world. And, you know, I'm the youngest in the class. I didn't know, but I knew I did not want that long term. I did become a professor. I don't regret it by any means. Somebody even wanted to coach me to become a university president. They were like, you could be a university president. And I was like, facts, I don't want it. I don't want it. And I didn't know what it was. I just knew it was something else. And so what I do today, I love every part of what I do. Everything I've done has gotten me to this point. So there's no regrets, but there's such freedom in doing what you love. Like, you can actually do what you love and make money. You can. You can. And to your point about our parents, yes, absolutely. Our parents loved us. And I share in the book that my parents were not on board when I left my professor position in 2014, because I was a professor and it was a tenure track and it was stable and it was a great position. And to leave it and go into entrepreneurship and to go into what I wasn't sure I was going to do, parents want their children safe and secure. And I know it didn't make sense, but I remember something happened and I kept getting these contracts and my mom said, okay, I see how the Lord is moving. You keep going. My dad at one point, he said, I think I may want to start a consulting firm like you. What? Excuse me? Because he's all about the coins. As somebody says, your calling, everybody's not going to understand your calling. It wasn't a conference. So I think Real Talk Kim said that. And that's just what it is. Everybody's not going to understand our path. I don't even understand it. Okay. So why do I think everybody else is going to get it? Because I don't. But there's just freedom in doing what you love and getting paid for it.
Amen. So the autumn season is officially here. And our theme for the show this month during October and November is Bountiful Blessings. Mm-hmm. Share, what are you most grateful and thankful for?
Oh, so much. I'm so grateful for my nephews. I'm so grateful for my family. I'm so grateful that I was able to host an elite retreat for my clients this past weekend. There are no words. There are people saying that it was transformative. Their life has changed. I am grateful that I saw a quote a year and a half ago that said, set your life up that it feels like a vacation. And I'm grateful that that stuck with me. And I'm grateful that I was able to create affirmations and prayers and get to the point of relocating to set my life up as a vacation here in South Florida. I am grateful that I get to see the beach every day. I am grateful for my health. I am grateful that we got to celebrate my grandmother's birthday yesterday. She passed away in 2018, but we still got to celebrate her. I am grateful for the clients that I get to be attached to and support. I am grateful. I try to start every day in gratitude. I'm grateful for peace. I'm grateful for love. I'm grateful for, you know, I could keep going. So just grateful. Grateful for the ability. I did my walk. I like to walk fast, y'all. So anybody who knows me, they tease me about my walking. When I'm in my zone, I put on my little ratchet music, okay? And I get it. I get, like, I'm fat. They were like, so you jogging? You jogging, though? Is this a jog? Like, kind of a walk. And as I was walking fast back, I remember thinking, I'm grateful for the ability to walk. I'm grateful to be for the ability to walk this fast. I'm grateful for the ability to climb stairs. I'm grateful for the ability to talk. And I try to lean into that as often as possible and never forget some of the things that we overlook. I'm grateful that hopefully I found a new condo out here. What? I'm grateful that we might be moving. And so it's just, yeah, just gratitude all around.
So, what do you want your legacy to be?
Freedom. I want my legacy to be that I was a freedom catalyst. That people, by working with me or anything like that, that they were able to be reminded of who they are and step into it in whatever way and show up as who they are fully. I would also like a legacy to be supporting those in financial freedom and knowing that you have the right to be paid and you have the right to serve and be paid and the right to charge for your high level expertise. So I'd say freedom, you have the right to be paid, and then legacy of no more hiding, only shining. Okay. What? Yeah. All of that.
That part.
Right. Right. So here at Brand New Day, Emily, we believe and support and encourage our listeners, listening audience to do the same. Where can we purchase your new book?
Awesome. So you can get it on Amazon. So you go to Amazon and type in Look, Stop Hiding, How to Find Your Voice and Never Dim Your Light Again, or Look, Stop Hiding and My Name. It is on Amazon.
Awesome. So what special events and projects do you have on the horizon that you want to share with the Brand New Day listening audience?
Oh, so many. So I have a very special Black Friday coming up where I am offering some special half-day intensives with me that will take place here in South Florida. I am offering my next retreat is going to be in July. We open up registration for that early. And then some of my group coaching, I have quite a few group coaching experiences are coming up, and that'll all be on my Instagram, which is, you put my name together, Dr. Kristen Guillory on Instagram. But yeah, I'm just grateful to be able to support different groups of people. Like, one of the things I'm so excited about is I have now started supporting, well, I've always done this, but supporting mental health professionals who want to be paid speakers. So I've been going into some school districts and universities and providing my training on how to communicate and present well and authentically as you, but also teaching how to monetize your workshop, because I recognize that our educators, our mental health professionals are not paid what you all should be paid. And so many people are leaving the field because it's not paying. What I am doing is teaching how you can be paid for a workshop, teaching on something you already love, so you can stay in the job that you love. So whether it's I help you make an additional $2,500 a month or $2,000, that's such a big deal, right? Because no, money does not create happiness, but money makes things easier. And I know educators and mental health professionals who are stressed at work and they can't be fully present because there's a financial strain or that unexpected expense happened, and what am I going to do the rest of the month? And so what power is it to know that you can go make this money doing exactly what you love and just frame it? So I love doing that. And so all that being said, I'm taking that to schools and universities, and I'm doing a couple of 5-day challenges in December 2021 and January 2022 for educators and mental health professionals. And it's like a $40 thing, and I give you everything for 4 days or 5 days. And so if anybody who is listening is interested in any thing that I just said, you are welcome to visit my Instagram or even my website, which is myname.com, and you'll see the information.
Wow, that is awesome. You've already answered one of my next questions. I was going to ask you where we could follow you on social media and online, but you've already shared your Instagram and everything, but your website is?
Is myname.com. So KristenGuillory.com, KristenGuillory.com. And Instagram is Dr. Kristen Guillory. So just add a DR in front of Kristen Guillory, and that's me on Instagram. So y'all can slide in my DMs. Slide in my DMs appropriately. Appropriately.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all can slide in my DMs and ask questions. I do have a surprise for your listeners. Can I offer it?
Absolutely.
Can I offer it? Okay. So if you slide in my DMs and say that you listen to this show, when you message me, I will gift you a complimentary 30-minute coaching call with me. And my coaching calls, oh, we get it in. This is not going to be a selling call. This is not going to be me promoting me. We are going to work on whatever it is you want to work on. So we'll work on your speaking. We'll work on monetizing. We'll work on confidence. We'll work on showing up. And I want to gift that to you. And Emily, I got you. If you want one as well, come on, come through.
Yes. I got you. Awesome. Well, Dr. Guillory, this has been such an amazing time with you. We appreciate you here at Brand New Day, and you can come back anytime you want. And thank you for joining our third year anniversary celebration.
And congratulations on your third year.
Thank you so much again. Have a great evening. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Again, we thank Dr. Kristen Guillory for joining us on this evening as we celebrate 3 years of bringing you incredible interviews and guests and inspiring music. Here's Donna Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers featuring Sherry Jones Moffitt with Encourage Yourself.
Victory. Hi, Emily and Deanna. This is Carrington Marzette with Groupie Pajamas. I cannot believe it's been 3 years. 3 years. You guys have hosted a wonderful radio show, and I can't wait to see where the next 3 years take you. And I know it's going to be great. Congratulations.
Bon appetit. I'm Chef Cassandra, and you're with me on a brand new day with Emily Blue.
I'm Emily Blue, host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio, as we celebrate our third year anniversary. Here's Lamont Sanders with He Kept Me.
My God. There were times when I wanted to give up on you. Believed you were there, but I couldn't feel you. Then you stepped in, you came to see me through. You never left me. Even though I made my share of mistakes, I never paid the price that I should have paid. You never left me, nor did you forsake me. Lord, you never gave up on me. When I avoided your plan and I gave up and ran, you kept me.
You kept me.
When I was sick in my quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand, you kept me.
You kept me.
When I trusted in man, didn't give you a chance, you kept me.
You kept me.
You kept me. Said I've been in church all of my life. I didn't learn your word, but how to disguise. I try to look good in other people's eyes.
But you still kept me.
Because of your love, I'm running back to you. Because of your grace, I wanna say thank you. Lord, you're so faithful, and I'm so grateful that you never gave up on me. When I avoided your plan. When I was singing like quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand, you kept me. When I trusted in man, didn't give you a chance, you kept me. You kept me.
You kept me.
Said he's able
to keep us from falling.
And he'll present us faultless.
You
know.
work that you do. Thank you to your audience that listens and supports you. We need your voices to continue because everybody does not carry our message. So we need you to continue to carry the message of the people. So you guys stay strong and be encouraged.
Inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. All right, joy seekers, we want to encourage you to join the Brand New Day Book Club's upcoming virtual book discussion.
Our book selection for this time is Woman Evolve, Break Up With Your Fears and Revolutionize Your Life by Sarah Jakes Roberts, who is a pastor, businesswoman, best-selling author, and media personality who expertly balances career, ministry, and family. And did we mention she's the daughter of Bishop T.D. Jakes of the Potter's House?
Yay, my pastor. In Woman Evolve, Sarah helps readers understand that your purpose in life does not change, it evolves. Your fears and insecurities may have changed how you viewed God, others, and yourself, but in Woman Evolve, you can break through and use past mistakes to revolutionize your life.
Like Eve, you don't have to live your future defined by your past. We are asking all listeners to purchase a copy of the book and read it by Thursday, November 18th for our virtual book club discussion on Saturday, November 20th at 7 p.m. More details coming soon.
You may purchase the book at www.amazon.com or any of your local bookstores. Register to join the book club by logging on to www.brandnewdayemily.com/events.
See you soon.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Simple song, I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you, yes, I will trust in you, yes, Lord, say, I will trust in you, y'all help me, the Lord is my light, everybody sing, the Lord is my light, salvation, whom shall I fear, you say it, whom shall I be afraid? Salvation, whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? I will wait on you. Raise your voice, hey. I will wait on you. Yeah, say it again, say. I will trust in you. Yeah, sing. I will trust in you.
The next part goes like this. Listen, I want you to go home singing this. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Come on, you say it. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Dr. Ivan, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
That was Bishop William Murphy with Everlasting God. And you're tuned into the third anniversary broadcast of the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Remember to tune in to the E-Man After Show at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight, and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com and follow We Talk Radio on all social media platforms at We Talk Radio. Check out the Brand New Day website at www.brandnewdayemily.com.
Blessings, LaShonda Gary here with Dream Build Success. I am so excited. I want to send a shout out to the one and only Miss Emily Blue. God is doing some supernatural things in your life, and I want to applaud you on your anniversary. I believe that the best is yet to come. Matter of fact, I decree and declare that it is happening right now. Thank you for blessing all of us, your listeners and your subscribers and your partners and the vision partners that have connected with your ministry. I am so grateful for you, and I thank God for you. I pray supernatural favor will overtake not only just you, your family, the entire ministry. Blessings. Have a great anniversary.
Well, we have reached the end of our show. We would love to hear from you. We want to first thank everyone who sent their congratulatory messages and well wishes on this third year anniversary.
We would like to take this time to appreciate the founder and CEO of We Talk Radio Network, Ms. Nakia Davis. Kia D, thank you for believing in our vision. Thank you to the entire We Talk Radio Network family.
Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how this show has impacted your life over the past 3 years. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for another opportunity, another year, just to bless your people, to bless the listeners of Brand New Day, Emily. Deanne and I are so grateful. We love you and adore you for giving us the opportunity to just blossom each and every year. Thank you for taking us from faith to faith, from glory to glory, and from strength to strength. We thank you for allowing us and causing us to triumph, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to interview the wonderful guests that we interview and talk about the topics that our listeners so richly desire and need to hear from us. We pray, Lord God, that next year and the years to come are better than ever. We thank you for uncommon favor. Now we pray over our listeners. We pray that this week is a blessed week, Lord God. We thank you for ordering their steps. You said that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. We thank you for every footprint that we step on, God, that we take over territory. You said that you have come, that we have life and life more abundantly, Lord God. God, let us live an abundant life, a blessed life, Lord God. We thank you, we praise you, we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We would like to leave you with an inspiring quote from Maya Angelou. My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style.
Thank you for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio every Sunday. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Anthony Brown and Group Therapy closing us out with I Got That.
Well.
AJB.
AJB.
Baby Dub.
Dub.
My block. My block.
Every time, every time, every time, every time. I-T-T-O-R-Y. I got no reason to fear. I got Jesus on my. I got that. 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 V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. I got no reason to fear. I got Jesus on my. I got that. I got that. I got that. I got that. I got that.